Good evening and welcome to the Stratford Culleton's True Champions. I'm your host, Henry Hatterlein. Tonight we'll take a look back at a milestone set by former Stratford Culleton Eric Anderson. But first, we'll pay tribute to one of the hardest working members of the Culletons, Dennis Flanagan Sr. After winning the championship in 1994-95, the next season the Culletons would lose out in the OHA semifinals in a one-game sudden-death playoff against the Niagara Falls Canucks. The Canucks went on to win the provincial championship. One significant thing that happened following that season was the retirement of Culleton manager Dennis Flanagan Sr.
I think one of the words that when you ask anybody about Dennis Flanagan Sr., I think one of the things people are going to say is respect. That's certainly the case with me. One of the reasons that Denny Flanagan is so successful is that he works so hard. I think other teams and other general managers think they work hard, and quite likely they do. And in reality, at the end of the day, they probably still haven't worked as hard as Denny Flanagan does. He's relentless. If you've ever been to their house and sat at the kitchen table, you can literally put a stopwatch on how long it's going to be before somebody talks about hockey. The family doesn't talk about anything else. One of the reasons he's successful is because it is a family. It's a family interest, and it's a family topic. Any other family, if his wife wasn't as interested in it as Joan is, he'd probably been divorced. Because, you know, it's all he ever talks about. Fortunately for him, Joan is as interested in hockey as he is, and, so are his offspring. I think the biggest accomplishment that Dennis Flanagan Sr. has made is, you know, there's lots of teams that won the provincial title, and lots of teams have been successful. But there's never been a team that has been successful year after year after year. There's never been a down year. They've never finished more than third. They've never been eliminated in the first round. They've only been eliminated in the second round a couple of times. I think the longevity and the consistency will be the benchmark to Dennis Flanagan Sr.'s career. To be successful every year, and I think that's, you know, at the end of the day, that should be what he should be remembered for. Five provincial titles, certainly. Bringing in players that get old, Chuck and Nelson Emerson, certainly. But the, you know, biggest thing in my mind is to be great, you know, 21 years in a row. You know, to have a real good team 21 years in a row is, I think, an amazing accomplishment.
The one thing Stratford fans need to remember is that without Denny Flanagan's hard work, the Culletons wouldn't have been as successful as they were. Thanks, Denny, for 21 awesome years. In 1982-83, Eddie Olczyk set a new record for most points in one season in the Midwestern League. He scored 142 points in a 42-game season. His record since then had been broke by one point. However, in 1996-97, Eric Anderson of the Culletons set a new record with 145 points.
Eric's a very talented hockey player. He's going to have a great college career, too, I think. He's a well-mature individual, and he's just improved in Stratford since he got there. And this year, naturally, he's set an all-new Junior B record. And, he's a good player.
And Eric Anderson, with 145 points, really turned it on the last couple of weeks of the season to get to that mark. He beat out Don Halo's record of 143. Halo played for the Owen Sound Grays. 142 points was Eddie Olczyk. That's still the 42-game season record. Olczyk holds it. They play 48 games now, and Anderson beat the record second period of the final game of the season against the old nemesis, the Waterloo Siskins, right in Waterloo.
Well, anytime you're mentioned in the same breath as Ed Olczyk, or anytime you get 142 points in a 48-game season, that's an accomplishment. You know, that's 2 point some points per game, and I mean that's a pretty good season.
And Eric Anderson talks about passing Eddie Olczyk's record.
That's quite an honor to be able to say you passed Eddie Olczyk in points. I mean, you look at him now in the NHL, you know, playing for LA, doing really well. I mean, it's really an honor.
Would that be the highlight of your career here? Or?
I'd probably say the championship. Scoring a record, that's right up there, too. I got a ring to show that, so yeah. They're both sweet, though.
Well, that concludes our 11-part series, The Stratford Culletons True Champions. I sure hope you enjoyed the program as much as I enjoyed putting it together for you. It's not possible, however, to outline everything that happened during the past 22 years of Culleton hockey history However, I've tried to outline the greatest memories. In putting a program like this together, there are a lot of people involved, and I would like to thank the following for all their support. Former manager of the Culletons, Dennis Flanagan Sr. Manager and coach of the Culletons, Dennis Flanagan Jr. Coach of the Culletons, Jack Nairn. Play-by-play announcer, Bob Smith. Former color commentator, Clark Heyman. Also Beacon Herald sports editor, John Kastner. And former Culleton players, Ross Yancey, Bryn Gladding, Mike McLeod, and Eric Anderson. And I'm Henry Hatterline, thanking you for listening to the Stratford Culletons True Champions.